Historima.
Connect with your history.
Με λένε Λίλη, είμαι 26 χρονών. Τον Δεκέμβριο του 2019, τότε ήμουν σχεδόν 23, λίγο πριν τον κορονοϊό, εκεί ξεκίνησε η ιστορία μας.
My name is Lily and I'm 26 years old. Our story began in December 2019 when I was almost 23, just before COVID. I'd gone with my best friend to see a film at Irida, here in Athens, at the cinema. And it was there that I met Vasos, completely by accident. There I was, holding an umbrella in the rain, not knowing what to do, as he'd come under my umbrella and I was feeling really uncomfortable. We chatted very awkwardly, very shyly. I'm always shy the first time I meet someone. He was with a friend and I was with my best friend who is in a relationship but very open. She'll meet someone and go, "Hey, do you want to go out? How about going for a beer? Do you want to get wild?" And my best friend was like, "So, boys, we're heading to a bar after, just next to here. If you like, join us. Or we can go for a coffee and keep Sally sometime over the weekend." I'm dying of embarrassment and thinking, okay, so they won't be speaking to us again. Meanwhile, we've been following each other on social media, and I began to feel a little excited. After about 2 months, in February, he messaged me, "I'd like to take you out." So cool. The first time he asked me out was on another of my best friend's birthday. And if we hadn't gone to her birthday, there was a chance she'd never speak to us again. So there was no decision to make. We kept trying for quite a while. We can't then. That's how it went for quite a while. And so we finally managed to go out on the 9th of February, 2020. We arranged to meet outside the post office in Kipseli Square. I remember that I got there first, for the first time in my life, as I'm usually late. I was so anxious. Anyway, he came after 5 to 10 minutes, and I really liked him. I'd felt something from the very first moment, so I was very nervous. We said hi and began walking down Fokionos, telling each other things about our lives, because we really didn't know anything about each other. We looked for somewhere to sit. Finally, he said, "Okay, let's try that bar. It looks good." And we sat at a table in the corner. I can't remember ever being so nervous. I was in such a state that I couldn't move like a normal person. It was like I had some kind of disability the way I move my hands. I opened the menu and I must have been trembling because he said, "Okay, don't freak out." And I thought, "Excuse me, don't freak out." He wanted to tease me more, but at that moment, he'd floored me. And I kept thinking, "Okay, you idiot. You look like the biggest moron in the world. He's going to think you're completely dumb." We are at the start of the date, and just about half an hour in, he says, "Can I play you a song?" "Sure," I said. So while we're sitting there listening to Sunday Morning by Mazoha, we got a little closer and he kissed me. And I just melted. It was too much. I was like, "Jesus Christ." I might have screamed inside. And right there, all my anxiety just disappeared because I thought, "Phew, good. Well, that happened. Okay, he likes me." At some point, I'd ordered a gin with lemon juice, and he did the same. He hadn't touched his drink, so I said, "You're not drinking?" And he replied, "Nah, no, I don't drink that much. I just got it so you weren't drinking alone." Then I said something like, "It's a shame for it to go to waste now that you've got it. I'll go inside and get it for takeaway for you," he said. I said, "Okay, but tell them a paper cup, not plastic. It's bad for the environment." And he did get them to put it in a paper cup for me to take away. We were walking down Phokionos, talking, laughing. I told him that I wanted the man of my dreams to propose to me to the song Afti Pou Pernai by Delivorias, and he took the mickey. Basic. So anyway, we got to Patision, to the stop outside Au Revoir Bar, and he left me at the stop. He kissed me again beautifully. It was all really intense. It was still a little early. I mean, we'd met up at 7:30, and by then it was only 9. It was really early, and there was no way I could stop thinking about it. So I called my best friend straight away, the one who was with me when we'd met. And I said to her, I don't know what I'm going to do. I've got to see you. I need to talk about it to someone. I just can't. I'm all over the place. And she says to me, come around to mine. I'm with my sister. Come around for a chat. So I go to her house and I tell her everything. We start fangirling and saying how perfect it all is. It must be love and all of that. I still had the paper cup, holding it like some kind of lucky charm. I kept hold of it all the way home and left it there. I wake up the next morning with my anxiety level on full. I'm thinking, now what? Who's going to send the first message? I was so freaked out about how much I like this guy Vasos that I got to the point of thinking that I'd made a mess of everything, when actually things had gone quite well. I didn't know what to do. A whole day went by and he hadn't sent a message. The second day came and went and still no message. I was going mad. So I went out with my other best friend to Koukaki. We went to Potami Bar Cafe. Of course, that was all we talked about. I said to her, listen, I'm going to write down what went badly and what went well on the date, and we'll see what side things come down on, good or bad. We sat there for 2 hours just doing that. Most of it was good, okay? So why wouldn't things work out? He didn't send me anything the next day, but he did post something on Instagram. That's when I lost it. I didn't like it because I've got some class. I got to the point where I couldn't take it anymore. I had to find out. I don't know, send a message? But I didn't want to send one because I've got all these old-fashioned ideas about how things should go when a man meets a woman going round in my head. I remember going that evening to see Winona, the film by the boy, at the Astor Cinema. It was just before COVID, so we could see what was going on in the world. We'd seen that a lot of places were starting to close down, and there was a strange feeling in the air. I remember that The Ballad of the Hollow Heart, the film by Economides, had come out around that time. And that friend of mine had gone to see it, and she told me that it was packed, but it probably won't be shown next week because they say they're going to close. So we went to see Winona, and the place was packed, full, so many people. I was still uptight. I kept checking my phone. I had posted a story that I was at the Astor just in case he made the effort to reply to that. Come on, dude, something. What are we doing here? He didn't reply to that, but he had seen it, and that's all I could think about. So we go out after the film, and I go to one of my other friends, Irida, and tell her the whole story. Now, she's very good with star signs, and she says to me, what sign is he? Libra. And she says to me, oh yeah, they're major egomaniacs. There's no way he's texting you. That's going to be up to you. Meanwhile, in my head, I'd started having the relationship and gone through it to the end in just 3 days. So when we were in the car on our way home, I said, we're going to wind down the windows in Patision and you're going to play No More Love by Kore Hidro because I have been let down by love all by myself. So she puts it on and I go through it all the depression I'm feeling because there's the 3 day rule, right? If he doesn't message you in 3 days, guys, you have a problem. Finally, I get home and I go to the bathroom to take off my makeup. And when I get to the bathroom to take off my makeup, I look at my phone. I see that he sent me a message saying, I'm thinking about you. At that moment, I lost it. And I thought, I was an idiot to put myself through everything I was feeling 5 minutes ago. I went crazy. I messaged my friends. Guys, he texted me. So we all went crazy. It was like a party. From that moment on, we were back in touch. We would tell each other things like, I really want to see you again. I remember finally going to his house. I'd taken him a bottle of wine from his area because he's from an island. We talked, laughed, discussed star signs. I remember I looked up on my phone how compatible Taurus was with Libra, and I found out they were karmically bound signs. So I told him, you see, karma brought us together. I honestly felt that I'd known him forever. Our connection was very special, and we were really good company. Over and above the sexual part, it was all wonderful.
The government dramatically ramped up measures on social distancing because we were on course for a catastrophic epidemic. Computer models show the impact on critical care units was likely to be twice as severe.
We had been meeting up two or three times a week. As the month went on, we weren't seeing each other so often, maybe once a week. It was now just before everything shut down, and I remember that they'd announced a little earlier that we would go into quarantine. We would be locked down for some time. He told me that because he's from an island, he would go there for quarantine. And at the time, we didn't know if you could travel from one place to another. 2 or 3 days before lockdown, and I'm with my best friend. We've gone out, and I say to her, I want to go downtown to Politia Bookshop to get that book to give him the last time I see him. I bought the book. I remember Athens was empty. At that time, only the bookshops were open. We arranged to meet up a few days later to say goodbye somehow. We were at his place, and I said, I've bought you a present. I think you'll like it. Open it after I've gone. I'd written a dedication at the front, something super romantic by my standards. We're in the living room. It's evening. All the lights are off. The only light is from across the street. I remember at that moment, he put a song on his mobile from a film with Cassavetes. I'm Almost in Love with You, it's called. And that was his way of telling me things we hadn't said. I guess he was as shy as I was, but we're there in the background. We danced in the living room. It was so romantic and truly beautiful. As I was leaving, he told me, I've something for you. It's not new. It's one of my books, but I just want you to have it. I've turned down a page for you. I was in such a state that I didn't want to take a taxi or anything else, so I thought, I'll walk. So there I was walking in the dark along Veikku Avenue. We'd never discussed if we'd stay in touch, what would happen, how we'd move the relationship forward. So I get home, I open the book, read a little of it, and get to the page he'd turned down and read the poem. It was a beautiful poem about the spring. I didn't think any more about it and put it to one side. When I opened it again, I saw that in the poem he'd put dots over some of the letters. When I finally put them in the right order, I saw he'd written, "Wait for me." Okay, so our story wouldn't end there.
To COVID-19 and deaths that were indirectly tied to the pandemic. So these are deaths due to health conditions that people may have had trouble getting treatment for because of our overburdened health systems. And this number, Brianna, represents 3 times higher.
The first lockdown lasted around a month and something. It started in March and ended on the 5th of May, as I remember. Movement was still very limited, and for that month and a half, all I'd done was meet with all my friends because we were lucky enough to live close to each other. We would take the 2 dogs we had in our group then, Oliver and Hector, and go to a park near my home. We would sit there and just talk. We got cocktails from a shop, and that was our going out. Whenever we saw the police, we all ran and went home.
World Health Organization is now warning of a surge in COVID deaths across the country.
In the evening, I would go back home and Vasos would call. We would talk 3 or 4 hours on the phone each night, all evening. We talked about everything from the most stupid to the most sincere. And that's how we got to know each other.
Catastrophic epidemic. Computer models show the impact on critical care units.
That was my day-to-day during lockdown. I remember thinking, when will this end? Because they wouldn't tell us. No one would tell us when it would end. They kept saying one more week and then another week and another. We talked about it, and between us, we concluded it's never going to end. It was forbidden to go anywhere. There was nothing you could do. The only way to go out was if you were working and if your work demanded it, or if there was a very serious reason. It was heavily policed, and the fines were huge. But somehow time passed. At some point, Vasos told me on the phone, I'm shooting a film, a boy talking to a girl during lockdown. He didn't say anything else. A few days had gone by when he said, I've finished it. Do you want me to send it to you to see? I watched it and I realized that much of it was our story. Our first date, the paper cup, the things we'd said on the phone, that because we'd met at Irida Cinema, if we had a child, we'd call her Irida, and that if we had another, we'd name her Quarantina, because we'd got to know each other during quarantine, and we'd call her Dina. There were so many things in it from our story. Obviously, I burst into tears. I wanted to see him more than ever. The days went by. They announced that they would open the internal borders between the regions on the 5th of May. And I thought, okay, perfect, the 5th of May. I couldn't wait. We hadn't spoken all day. I couldn't stand it. But then it was evening. I called him and he said, I've got something to tell you. What? I can't wait until the 5th of May, so I've decided to come back to Athens tomorrow. As I said, there were police everywhere, and he would have had to use main roads to get here, the motorway, etc. So I said, they might stop you and you'll end up being fined for nothing, for them to turn you back. And he says to me, no, I can't take it anymore. I want to come back. I don't want to wait anymore. I'll fill out the form that it's for my work, and if they don't believe me, they don't believe me. But I'm going to do it. I remember that day was like a spa day. I'd gone to my best friend to do my nails, to make myself look pretty, all those things we girls do when we're in love. I wore a short black dress, which is my favorite, and I'd taken a backpack that I'd filled with stuff, a purple backpack. I set off. I remember that for some reason I felt the need for the first time ever to buy him flowers. So I stopped at a flower shop and got him a massive bunch of white flowers, chrysanthemums. There were police on the streets, no one was around, and there I was, a girl in a black dress with a massive backpack, holding a bunch of flowers, heading off on my own. I kept to the side streets so as to not bump into police on the way and be asked, where are you going? And be told to go back home. I finally get to his house and we see each other. We had the longest kiss. It was all the emotion, everything that we felt, everything that we wanted to say to each other. It was all there. I remember we played name, place, animal, thing and had breakfast in the morning. In the meanwhile, that film I mentioned had come out and it had touched a lot of people. Everyone saw something of themselves in it, and I'm sure that so many people fell in love during lockdown. So many people separated during lockdown, and so many people came closer. There was everything. It was such a unique time, and that film really expressed all of us. And it crossed my mind, those who see the film, I wonder if they realize it's a real story, that two people actually lived through it. Because we were those two people. We've been together since then. We're still in love. We have a dog now. However things work out, I'll always be struck by the fact that in such a historic time in our lives, during the most traumatic event that my generation has lived through, a generation that hasn't lived through war, occupation, poverty, or hunger, a time when we couldn't even hug our parents or kiss our friends, that so much love and so much contact could come out of all of that.
Το ότι γεννήθηκε τόση αγάπη και τόση επαφή, για μένα αυτό το τόσο ιστορικό γεγονός, η καραντίνα θα είναι πάντα συνδεδεμένη με τον έρωτα.
For me, this historic event, the lockdown, will always remind me of love.
Historima,
connect with your history.
A collaboration between Air to Echo and Historima.org. Historima is supported by a founding grant from the Stavros Niarchos Foundation.